Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman by heading over to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Halbkasten mit Tom Reimann und David Bell.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Hello everyone.
Hi everybody.
Welcome to our episode of Hypecast. The show in which, wherein, whereupon we become hyped about stuff and or things. I'm your co-host, Tom Reimann.
I'm your other co-host, David Bell.
Sweet shit you are. No guests this week. We're getting so close to the holidays. Nobody's around. Yeah. People are traveling.
We didn't want to bother anyone.
Yeah. So you guys can deal with our stupid asses.
Yeah, we're recording this from two sides of the country anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know.
Yeah.
Psh.
This is going to be a fun edit. I'm already detecting some delay.
Oh. So. That'll be delightful. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we will see.
Yeah.
We will see.
It's going to be, you know, kind of a nightmare. I'm glad they get to listen to this. I'm glad we pre-recorded as much as we could. We have like a couple things we got to record.
Yeah.
But we're doing good. Mm-hmm. One of those things, of course, being our next we just watched, which is, of course, For Cats.
Yeah.
You know, not a joke.
Mm-mm.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And we're probably not. Is this? Let me look at the calendar real quick. while I got you all here, mm-hmm. Is this going to be our last one, our last Hypecast for the year?
Possibly. There is the next one would fall on the 27th.
Oh yeah, so we could maybe do one, but
we could do like a ho holiday.
Yeah, I mean maybe I wouldn't mind.
Up.
It's not like hard work.
No,
you know?
Not really. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm doing. I'm sitting here staring at my fucking stuff.
So yeah, and then we just watched, and mm-hmm. then we could do on the 30th another we just watched. I don't know what's coming out.
I'm glad we're figuring this all out right now.
No, yeah. No, I'm just letting them know. It's interesting, right? Is this interesting?
It could be interesting. I don't know. Maybe we'll do Star Wars on the 30th.
It might not be
interesting.
Yeah. We could do the Star Wars.
I feel like nobody wants to hear what we think about Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't give a... I don't want to hear what I think about Star Wars.
I kind of don't want to hear what I think about Star Wars either.
Yeah. I mean, I'll see it, but I need to see Cats first. I'm seeing Cats tomorrow, probably morning with my father. So that's going to be interesting. Yeah.
You're going to go see all those hideously sexy cats with your father.
Yeah, me and my dad are going to sit in an empty theater and watch Cats.
Oh, man.
It's going to be great. Before we get started with the full hype, mm-hmm. I got to do a shout out to some of our producers, you guys. We got producers on this podcast. We got a couple of new ones. Welcome to David Knife Boot. 3 exclamation points. Henson.
Knife Boot.
Knife Boot.
We need to start we need to start selling Knife Beat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Knife Boot.
Knife
Thank
Boot.
You for your support, David. Knife Boot Henson.
Yes, great name.
Knife Boot.
Yeah. Also, Christopher Robert Spartz Esquire.
Wow. So that means he's a lawyer?
I guess.
We got
also
a lawyer.
Nice name, Christopher. Christopher's a good name. Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, thank you so much. I hope you're a lawyer, because I'm going to probably hit you up in the future.
Sparts sounds like something Electro accidentally does in his pants.
Mm-hmm. No, it's 100%.
Like,
oh,
I just sparted.
Yeah, I just did a hot sparts.
A hot sparts.
Yep.
So thank you, Christopher Robert Sparts, Esquire. We will definitely be contacting you for representation for crimes that we are certain to commit in the future.
Mm-hmm. And of course, shout out to Mackenzie, Righteous Hands of Lizard People Chill.
Righteous Hands, Lizard People Chill.
Funky J, which
Funky
we
J.
decided was Jesus.
Funky Jesus.
Funky Jesus. Nolan Matten.
Nolan Matten.
And Pie Guy. The guy who is pie, made of pie.
He's either a person made of pie, a collection of numbers, or Darren Aronofsky.
Oh, right. I'm assuming it's Darren.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Who else would it be? Who else would be such a... Who but him would be such a fan of pie? No one,
that's
I
true. No one. Not a single other person. Mm-hmm.
Not a single soul.
Thanks to all those guys or gals.
That's a new tier that we have. You guys can get in on that and get a shout out each week on Hypecast and get some sweet merch with the deal.
Do that shit.
EO.
Should we talk about some trailers now?
I think we should.
Okay.
That is why we're here.
Okay. Tom, you see this Tenet trailer?
The first full-length trailer for Christopher Nolan's Tenet has been released.
It's
Time Cops.
It's Time Cops. They're Time Cops. It's Inception, but time.
And he might be dead. Either that or it's also coincidentally the plot of Six Underground, where they faked his death so he could be part of this elite squad.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I'm down with Time Cops. Christopher Nolan doing Time Cops.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, he said it's my most ambitious film, which I feel like he says that for every movie he does.
It's also not a lie when he says it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think what I like about Christopher Nolan is that he's not lazy yet.
Mm-mm, no, he has not gotten lazy. And it sounds like, you know, blowing smoke hyperbole, you know, when you say, like, it's my most ambitious film yet. But like I said, it's kind of true with him every time he says it.
Yeah, he always, for this one, I'm sure he figured out how to reverse time or something. Like,
right. No,
he always does everything as practically as possible.
Yeah.
I remember watching Interstellar when he's in the black hole and thinking to myself, I bet this asshole made this a set.
He sure fucking did.
He sure did, yeah.
He sure fucking did.
It's like, you asshole.
Yeah.
Just put a green screen up. I mean, it's awesome.
It's way cooler when you do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not lazy. You cannot accuse the man of being lazy. Maybe you can in his scripts, but not with his execution.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we talked about this before. I think Nolan he's my favorite. I wish all sci-fi was like Nolan, because he gets these lofty ideas that are, when you think about them, can often be very dumb.
Right. They're very surface level meditations on science fiction, but they're always interesting ideas, and he pulls it off so well that you don't really think about how dumb it is.
Right. And honestly, that's all I ask for sci-fi a lot of the time. Just
for
like
this,
fun
for
trash.
This, for this kind of sci-fi, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not for all kinds, but it's, I love the what if idea and then the effort he puts in, and you know, it's always fun every time, and no, it's not going to make all the sense, and it's probably going to be filled with plot holes. But
they
usually
are. I don't need his movies to be deep. It's sort of like, I don't know, we had this, they're very different filmmakers, but we had this discussion about Tarantino when we talked about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where it's like, I don't care that his films aren't deep.
Right.
And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with Nolan. They can just be what they are. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Time Cops.
It's neat that with the exception of Michael Caine, who he's like has to put in all of his movies, these are all actors that he has not worked with before.
Yeah. Who's the one I spotted that I can't remember now?
John David Washington, Robert Pattinson,
Robert's the one I patented. I was just like, oh, it's Batman.
And Elizabeth Debicki, who is the one of the bad guys from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. that we just watched. She's the lady that gets blown up on the boat.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exciting. I kind of like that Nolan, he does switch it up pretty often, right?
Yeah, he's got his guys, but he does he does switch it up. And this is, I think this is the biggest switch up so far. Like, there's like nobody that I detected outside of Michael Caine.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate him. Yeah, so I'm excited for this shit. When is it coming out? Next year?
Yeah, June, I think.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, he summer blockbuster. That all checks out.
Yeah, yeah. He's not fucking around with any other release window.
Yeah. And this trailer, you don't quite know what's going on, but you know enough. Mm-hmm. They're stopping some sort of terrorist threat by using time cop powers. And then I'm sure there's some sort of fucked up paradoxes that happen.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need to see a single other trailer.
I know, right? Yeah. It's just like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, we got it. I know. It's all I need to know.
Yeah. One thing that any more thoughts on Tenet?
No, except I think I misspoke when I said he's not fucking around with any other release window, because like Interstellar, I think, was November, and The Prestige was also a fall release.
The Prestige feels like a fall release.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. All right, next trailer is the second trailer for Top Gun Maverick.
Maverick!
They're making it very clear that it's like, yeah, we stuck Tom Cruise in a plane. And maybe other people, like Whiplash, did they stick Whiplash in a plane?
Maybe.
I like that they're focusing on that, but I was going to say
Miles Teller strikes me like the type of actor who would get into a movie like this and see that Tom Cruise was letting himself get slingshotted off an aircraft carrier and be like, I want to do that too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I have nothing but respect for both of them as actors.
Sure.
But I bet they'd both be insufferable to hang out with at the same time.
Yeah.
Like Miles Teller and Tom Cruise just feeding off each other's energy.
Oh, you mean together? Oh.
Yeah, together.
Yeah, that would be like, brutal. That would be brutal.
Yeah, I think so.
That'd be a little too much.
It'd be a lot.
A little too many uses of the word chief. I feel like that would come up a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'd be calling each other chief. They'd be calling you chief.
A lot of awkward slaps on the back / shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And they wouldn't want to do anything cool, like go to the bar. They would want to like do like dumb stuff, like go hiking.
I feel like you're misreading Miles Teller a little bit.
Okay, maybe.
I feel like Miles Teller would absolutely go to the bar.
But not with Cruise.
Oh, like together.
Cruise,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same situation as the slingshot jet, where it's like Tom Cruise would be like, "Yeah, let's go hiking in like fucking Laredo or whatever at 10 o'clock at night," and Miles Teller would be all like, "Yeah, let's do it." And he's never been hiking before in his life,
right? I feel like you could get him to go to an escape room, but I feel like they would get too stressed out and take it too seriously, I feel like Tom Cruise would fundamentally not understand an escape room.
Now, like he'd be all like, I want to see is Tom Cruise in an escape room.
Yeah, I feel like he'd just be like, I don't get it. You just knock on the door and ask to be let out by the employees. It's not so hard. Like, you'd have to explain to him that it's like, no,
it's a game. What if Tom Cruise doesn't understand what games are?
That would explain some stuff.
That's officially my conspiracy theory, is that Tom Cruise doesn't know what games are.
There's that video of the reporter squirted water on him, which is kind of a shitty thing to do. But he like seemed to not understand it.
Well, I stick up for Tom Cruise in that video.
Oh no, I was still on his side. I would have been like, what the fuck is this? But like, it didn't seem like he understood what a prank was. Like, I'm not saying he shouldn't have been mad. Yeah. I'm saying he seemed very confused as well.
Yeah. You could definitely read it that way.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Right, yeah.
And I think it's more meant to be like
why would you do a
right,
prank
like
that?
You're scolding somebody, but certainly for the purposes of my brand new conspiracy theory, we can use that as considerable ammunition.
Yeah, like he's like, why would you put water in a microphone? That's not how a microphone works.
Why would you ask somebody a question and then squirt them in the face with water when they try to answer it? I don't understand why you would do that.
Yeah.
Like he sits on a whoopee cushion. Why would you make it sound like I farted when I didn't fart?
I didn't fart. You know I didn't fart.
But you know that I didn't fart. Yeah, like he's just can't wrap his mind around it.
Yeah.
Like can't play Monopoly, but this is not real money.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like he just doesn't, he doesn't understand.
He doesn't understand games.
No. Well, because I mean he goes like skydiving and shit. He's
right.
Like,
he plays them for real. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, as for this trailer, I like that they're really pressing the beach volleyball, or well, and this is beach football.
Yeah, you gotta update it.
Yeah, they're just like, don't worry, that's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, they're gonna have fights. They're gonna be, you know, I don't know what
he's gonna buzz the tower, except this time he's gonna do it at the speed of sound.
Yep. Yeah, and this is, I believe, the director of Tron Legacy.
Yes.
Yeah. So I am 100% in.
Oh yeah, of course I'm gonna see Top Gun 2. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Of course I'm gonna see Top Gun the sequel part 2. Maverick is old now.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be fantastic. I don't know what the what's the conflict gonna be.
The same. They're gonna. I mean, it'll be the same conflict that was in the first movie. It's gonna be the kid trying to prove himself and Maverick being like, I've been there. And he's like, no, you don't. You don't know anything about me. No, I've been there. I was with your dad when he died. What? Yes, I was with your dad when he died.
Yeah, you're right.
It's going to be that kind of shit.
Then they're going to hug.
And it's going to be great. It's going to be super cheesy and great and perfect.
I'm going to have a lot of awesome fucking jet bullshit. And it's going to be
so much awesome
probably propaganda for the Navy.
It can't. It has to be by tradition.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, they can't have access to this stuff without it being propaganda.
Correct.
It's going to be great. We all know what it is.
You're right. It's going to be real dumb. It. Kenny Loggins is probably going to show back up. It's going to be the best.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
However, I am most excited about this next trailer.
Interesting.
Yeah. The Woman in the Window.
Yes.
It's like Copycat meets Fight Club meets Rear Window.
Mm-hmm.
It's about an agoraphobic woman played by, oh, why is it escaping me? It's
Amy Adams. Yeah.
Amy Adams, and she witnesses her neighbor, played by Julianne Moore, getting stabbed by her husband, who she's met earlier. Her husband, I believe, is Gary Oldman.
Yeah, it's Gary
Oldman. He's the husband, right? So right away, the cast is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then the twist is she calls the cops because she can't leave the house. And they're like, you couldn't have seen that. This is his wife. And it's another lady.
Yeah, it's a different lady.
And it's about how, like, oh, they're like gaslighting her. But it's like a mystery. But mm-hmm. It's like a thriller. I the reason I'm most excited for this movie, Tom, is because I know I'm going to watch this on streaming, I don't know, 20 times? 30?
This will just be one of your go-to rainy day movies.
Yes.
Now, I have not really inside information, but I've covered a little bit about this movie. It was supposed to come out this year.
Okay.
But it had a poor test screening where the audience said that the ending was confusing.
I bet it's really dumb.
So it's based on a book, I believe.
Okay.
So they bumped the release. It went through several rewrites and reshoots. And now coming. Yeah. And now it's coming out.
I'm guessing it's like Serenity adjacent, where it's like, oh, and it's all a game, or it's all...
It might be some dumb thing like that.
Yeah, some ridiculous horse shit.
Yeah.
So I can't wait.
Some true galloping horse shit.
Yeah, it's certainly not the best movie on this list. It's just the one I know I'll probably watch the most, and therefore get the most entertainment out of.
Oh, right, no, the trailer looks good, and it's a solid setup for a thriller. It's just I happen to know there were problems with this production, and it was all from a scripting standpoint, like a story standpoint. So we'll see how they pull it off. But it's got a good cast. Brian Tyree Henry's in there.
Yeah.
Wyatt Russell's in there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who made it.
Lil Kurt.
I don't care.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't fucking matter to me.
Who gives a shit? Yeah. Who the fuck cares? Well, I'm going to watch this shit like it's U.S. Marshals.
Yeah. I was going to say, it could be good. You're right. Technically speaking, it could be good. But I'm thinking like a flight plan, you know, like I'm thinking like, a U.S. Marshals, like just some thriller crap that I will eat up, that I will gobble this crap up.
Yeah.
And it won't fucking matter. Yeah. The next one, this is something. Never Really, Sometimes, Always. This trailer is not getting that much buzz.
Yeah, I think it just got picked as a Sundance film.
Okay, it's Focus doing it.
Yeah, so I think it might get a little more buzz, but...
Yeah. This is, I want to say bleak. It's...
Kinda.
It's one of those dramas where it's like, oh yeah, just regular life experiences.
Just regular human shit, yeah.
Yeah, because it's about I believe, teenage girl going from a state...
Or at least very young adult.
Yes. Going from a conservative state to New York to get an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that sucks. And she's, you know, doesn't have anywhere to stay and had her own, like, a kind of adventure in New York. I don't know if adventure's the right
maybe
word.
Not the right word. But.
Well, it's a series. It seems like it's like a dark adventure through New York where she doesn't have anywhere to live and her friend are just sort of struggling in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much all the trailer shows. And it looks to be very good. And probably very dark, but not like, I don't know. It seemed to have, it was like a solid drama, you know?
Yeah, it looks good, and it's about something that needs to be discussed where it's like, yeah, limiting women's reproductive rights and access to healthcare. It doesn't prevent any of the things you're trying to prevent. It just makes everyone's lives miserable.
Yeah, it just makes it worse.
And it makes the it's more dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, it's all sorts of shit.
Yeah, and it's not just anecdotal. It's statistic. Like, if you actually go into the statistics, it's worse. It's all worse.
Yeah, it's demonstrably, you're right, it's not anecdotal. It's demonstrably worse.
Yeah.
Like, the research, the studies are out there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Because it's like, yeah, it's just common sense. It has nothing to do with, I don't know. That's not what this podcast is about.
No, we don't need to get in that.
But the point is, I think, with this trailer is watching it and realizing like, oh, this must happen all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes it such a devastating trailer, because it's telling a story that you watch and you're like, oh, what a nightmare. And I think a lot of people are going to watch or see this trailer and be like, oh, I'm not seeing that shit. That's fucking depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And the realization that it's like, oh, I bet this is really goddamn common, too.
Yep.
And so, I don't know. I think it's an important film for that reason.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll have to check it out.
It looks good.
It also looks really well made. Mm-hmm. And, like, the acting looks really good. I don't know. It's sneaking in under the radar. I hope it gets more buzz.
I suspect it will. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
We will see. All right. Any wisecracks? Do you have any wisecracks about this one?
You want me to dunk on this? You want me to dunk on this?
No, just any
film?
Fun. Like, do you have any puns? I don't have anything like comedic to say about it.
No, I think we should move on.
Okay, just checking. Making sure if there wasn't any like anything you had filed away.
I'm not going to riff on this.
Okay, we're not going to riff on this one.
Nobody feels good about it.
All right, guys, we're not going to riff on this one.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Little America.
Mm.
This is, I believe, Emily Gordon and Camille Nanjiani.
Yeah.
Doing a drama show for Apple. Which is the most disappointing part about this is that it's for Apple.
I mean, Apple Plus is spending crazy amounts of money.
I know.
Do you know how much they spent on that morning show?
Oh, yeah. I have no interest in that.
Fucking so much money.
Right. This is the first... This is my... Personally, this is the Mandalorian for Apple Plus for me, mm-hmm. where I watched this trailer and I was like, ah, oh, shit. Maybe yeah, I'll get Apple Plus.
This one, I do want to see Servant, the Shyamalan one, and I kind of want to see the Jason Momoa one where everyone's blind.
Oh, yeah. I want to see Servant, but I don't want to pay for that one. That's a morbid curiosity one.
Right. You burned me too many times, Knight.
Yeah. I'm not going to pay a subscription. But this is like a series of stories about immigrants.
Mm-hmm. In America, specifically in America.
In America, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it looks delightful.
It looks very good.
There's some tender stuff, but it looks generally just like kind of like lighthearted drama, you know?
It looks sweet, to be honest.
Yes. It's about very determined people trying, you know, to make a life for themselves in America. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this a million times where it's like, I feel like one of the best starting places of any movie is underdog. It's starting from, oh, I want this person to succeed and I like them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that's an easy get, you know? Like, that immediately, it makes me go, like, oh, I want to watch this.
Yeah.
And so it's just inherently that. Or at least it's, some of the stories are at least that. It looks very diverse with the stories they're telling as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's all based on true stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. People should at least check this trailer out, because I don't think this was one where it was like I didn't see it. Like, it's not on all the subreddits for movies and trailers. It's not, I haven't seen it on Twitter. Like,
yeah, it's not getting too much traction yet, but that also might change. We'll see.
Yeah, it's got Camille, and everybody loves how swole he is now. So, yeah. Like, see it or Camille will beat you up.
Yeah, he will come to your house and beat you.
Yeah, you know how violent Camille Nanjiani is.
Into Little America.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, yeah, the fact that they're behind The Big Sick, which is a great movie, so, yeah, I don't know. It's, I'm excited for this.
Yeah, looks good.
Yeah, all right, final trailer.
Tom. 1917.
Yeah.
Have we really not talked about this movie yet?
I think we have, but this was the first trailer that actually explains what it's about. It probably had like a teaser before this. Mm-hmm. It's what's his name? It's that guy. What's his name?
Sam Mendes.
Sam Mendes, thank you. Who did The Sky Is Falling.
He did Chicken Little. No, he did the last two Bond movies. He did American Beauty. He did Road to Perdition.
Yeah, Road to Perdition is the one. He's the one where I trust everything he does.
Yeah, he's a great director.
Yeah, and this I think this is going to sweep award wise.
I mean, Roger Deakins is already getting, like, people are crowing his name from the hills. He shot this film and it's designed to look like a single continuous take.
Yeah. Although looking at this trailer, it clearly takes place over multiple days. So it's probably like Bird, Harvey Birdman.
Michael sure. Keaton. It's probably a lot like Harvey Birdman. Birdman.
Yeah. It probably has that feel where like Birdman does transitions that are still one part of one or look like one shot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's about a guy who's going to warn other guys, and it's like war.
Yeah, he has to. World War One. It's two two soldiers are tasked with running a message, like a very important message, across the battlefield.
That they're going into a trap, and his brother is one of the people who will be killed mm-hmm. if they don't get the message. So it's right away. That's like, oh, that's great. What a great basic. Yeah. Idea, and it looks almost like an adventure film. Like, I think the biggest shocker in this trailer is they were doing the same things that you would see in a mummy film or mm-hmm. like a treasure hunt film. Like, they were jumping off of waterfalls and over chasms.
Yeah.
What is that? Was chasms a big problem in World War One?
depending on where you are in Europe, I suppose so.
There were chasm deaths? Were there a lot of boulder deaths?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't have that information in front of me.
Okay, because I was just surprised how adventure-y it looks. I'm not complaining. It just, I don't know. I thought this was all going to be a battlefield, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was going to be like a real bleak battlefield movie, but it looks like a action adventure.
Yeah. I think it's going to be like a mix between like Saving Private Ryan and like Run Lola Run.
Yeah. And that sounds fucking boss.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is going to be, this is going to be probably one of the best films of recent, I want to say.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it'll be trash. Maybe it'll go all cats
it's
on
not,
us.
It's not trash.
It's not trash.
It's not trash. Like everybody except me at Collider has seen it. So.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Yeah,
not
I really
want to
see this. It's coming out in early January, so it's soon.
Well, it releases in some theaters on Christmas Day.
I assume, is that for awards?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to have to see this shit.
Collider actually this week just hosted a For Your Consideration screening of it with a Q&A with Roger Deakins after it was over.
God damn.
Yep.
Why didn't you go?
Because I had so much work to do this week.
Those bastards.
I know. It doesn't help that I live 100 miles away.
Right. I still feel like you should, if you ever see Roger Deakins, you should yell at him.
Mm-hmm. I should point into his face and scream.
Yeah. Just scream.
No, he
just
was super...
A monotone, loud, just a noise.
Right. Just a wordless noise that is one continuous noise for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
No breaks.
100%.
No, apparently he was really cool and he stayed way, way longer than he had to and took pictures with everybody that asked.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, I mean, he's
good on Roger Deakins.
Yeah, I suppose he's probably not the kind of guy that gets like swarmed, you know?
Right.
Like,
could
you pick Roger Deakins out of a lineup?
That's true. I was gonna say like having a picture with Roger Deakins is something I'd want, mm-hmm. but it would be like, what do you do with that picture?
You'd just have for to. You.
Yeah, exactly. You put it on the internet and have to like caption it and make sure people know.
Yes.
Like, this is Roger Deakins, and then people would look at it and be like, I guess I'll take his word for it.
Yeah, he really could be anyone.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Roger Deakins could be a talking cat, for all I know.
I know. I hope Roger Deakins, we had this theory about John Williams, mm-hmm. is I hope he's just like he's like the dude. Like, I want John Williams to be like, every time he walks into work, he just blazes one,
mm-hmm.
and like just shits out amazing work.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, anybody want to come party at my place? Like, he's just all about the partying afterwards,
yeah.
and doesn't really give a shit. I want Roger Deakins to be like that, too. Just like, no one wants to hang out with him, because you know you'll be up till 4 in the morning, and mm-hmm. like, you know, he'll break things in your house, and he's just like a real pain in the ass.
Right. And then the next day, he gets up no problem and creates like the most incredible cinematography.
Exactly.
In history.
It's just no problem.
Yeah, it's just no big deal. NBFND.
Yeah. That's got to be it, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's how these guys work.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's it for trailers.
Yeah.
I guess let's get into the news.
Let's move on to the news stories, yeah. The news.
They're making another Jackass movie.
I know.
In 2021.
And I'm worried for them all.
Yeah.
Because they're all old.
I'm glad. I think most of them are sober. So that's good.
Yeah.
They seem to have gotten out of that. This is the thing. There's two ways this can go.
Mm-hmm.
They're either going to embrace the fact that they're just too old now.
Yeah.
And make that part of the fun. And like work it into it.
Mm-hmm.
And just be honest about it. Or they're like, it's going to be like, man, these guys are just really needed money, huh? Like, I don't want to watch a bunch of guys who really needed money hurt themselves. But I don't think they really needed money.
I mean, they did just make Action Point.
Yeah.
Which contained real stunts. So, I mean, like, Knoxville will clearly still kick his own ass for the sake of movies.
Yeah. It's like watching when we watch, like, The Undertaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Where, you know, like, he kind of probably needs the money, and you're just worried about his knees the whole time. Like, it's interesting still, but it makes you way more nervous to watch.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I don't know. Soon enough, soon, Knoxville's not going to need the old man makeup, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's just going to be going out there.
Yeah.
Just doing grandpa stuff.
Yeah, just doing bad grandpa shit and getting his fucking legs broken.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably going to watch this and laugh really hard.
They're all fucking hilarious movies.
I always feel ashamed how funny I find them.
Really?
Well, because it's... No, I mean, I think everybody finds them funny, and everybody should feel ashamed.
Well, to a degree.
Because it's so dumb.
Well,
so funny.
Right. I think people shit on Jackass sometimes, I think, unduly, because, like, yeah, there is some stuff that's just, like, there is some stuff that's just, like, kind of, I don't know, like, I don't know, but, like, most of their pranks are pretty clever.
Yes. Conceptually. I don't like them. I think some of their stuff is too mean-spirited, but premise of Jackass, I mean, it's one of the oldest forms of comedy.
Yeah, they're
like,
all clowns.
Like, it's Buster Keaton. It's not just that they're all clowns, it's that they're all clowns legitimately risking their safety for these things. And I know that, like, Knoxville studies, you know, like, I know for the tricks he gets them a lot from, like, older films, like Buster Keaton type stuff, and he gets them from Looney Tunes cartoons. And he knows what he's doing, in the sense that he knows it's not just let's get drunk and it was, I'm sure, at one point, but... It's like he understands what this comedy is and what it's supposed to be and where it comes from.
Yeah.
And he seems to have some sort of respect for it and, like, believes in it. And for that reason, it's like you can't help but to appreciate the creativity that they put into it and their knowledge of what's really fucking funny. I don't know.
Yeah, it's their the three Jackass movies are undeniably hilarious. Like, they're just funny.
I appreciate, at least with the movies. I didn't watch all of CKY.
I have seen it all.
Okay, I appreciate their use of animals in the sense that they never endanger the animals. They just anger and get hurt by the animals, and the animals seem to be having a great time.
For the most part.
Know. And their pranks are usually not at the expense of the people. Like,
it's usually when that kind of shit does happen, it's to elicit a reaction from the person. They're never like...
Right, it's usually at the expense of themselves. It's, oh, look at me, I'm naked, or I get hurt in public. I don't know.
Or you do some crazy shit, like when I think Dave England goes and takes a dump in a toilet in a hardware store.
Yes. Yeah. it's funny. I feel it's like it's that where it's like I feel like I don't need to defend them. And like if people don't like Jackass, they definitely don't like Jackass.
Right.
You just don't like it.
Yeah. But
I guess I've always been fascinated with them because I hated Tom Green. And then Jackass I loved. And I think the difference is Tom Green victimized people.
Yes.
And was more cruel towards people. Jackass can be mean-spirited, but it tends to only be towards each other.
Right.
And very masochistic.
Yeah.
Like him, the boxer, beating him up in the department store.
Butterbean.
Like, that wasn't even funny. Like,
it was kind of funny. it was funny. Like, Knoxville takes the shot that just, it knocks him out cold for a few seconds and he bounces his head off a display case. And then when he regains consciousness, he says, "Is Butterbean okay?"
Yeah. Oh, so that was funny.
So it's like the fact that he thought to say that.
Yeah, that he knew to say that.
Right.
Oh, for sure. It's more just like in the theater when I was watching it, nobody was laughing. Like,
oh, yeah,
it was
just, it's
like, just
violent. Yeah, he's just getting beat up. Or like when Ryan Dunn fought that like champion woman kickboxer who just beat
the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also, the fact that Knoxville has a kid who's probably old now. She's probably a teenager, but like that's got to suck.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know there's an outtake. The outtake for the third one where they do, I think they do the Buster Keaton thing where the house falls.
Yeah, they do
the
it
window.
In one of them, yeah.
There's an outtake where the window doesn't get him and he actually gets hit by the house. And you hear people gasping and then you hear his daughter screaming off camera, "Dad, you idiot!" Like she's not concerned. She's just mad.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that checks out. Yeah. That sounds about right. Which is funny because
dumb
he's
thing to do.
Yeah, or it's just like, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we talked a lot about
Jackass. We talked a lot about Jackass.
But it's a fascinating, Jackass is more interesting than it should have ever been.
I think it was genuinely funny. I mean, I did cite like one of the pranks that you would use to like that you would cite to be like, oh, it's just dumb, you know, when he shits in a hardware toilet.
Again,
but like,
well, it's always dumb.
Well,
it's
yeah,
never
but
not dumb.
But some of them are really conceptually awesome. Like when he brings a car with a smashed windshield that has blood and hair in it to a car wash.
Oh my God. Though I think the one that killed me the most, and it was so simple, which is when they had the giant hand that would slap them onto the ground. And it was the fall was so, it was like a tree falling. And it was the fact that every time someone new walked into the room, they'd turn and go, "Hey," and like put up their hand to say hi.
Yeah.
And then the giant hand. And it's the idea that every time someone gets hit by it, they join in on the fun and get to watch the next person.
Yeah.
It's just it's just delightful.
That's so dumb.
Again, it's the dumbest thing I find funny.
But it's so pure.
It's so pure. So, most of the time.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, that's
stupid.
Just dumb.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, I think it's also how self-aware they are about it. Like, none of them seem to enjoy it.
Well, I think they probably do to a degree, for sure.
I think they like the money. But I think I love it when they do the stunts with, like, the car in the ass.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Like, Ryan Dunn is never into it. Like, he's... The whole time he's miserable.
Oh, right.
And he's
this
is just a thing I gotta do.
Yeah, it was specifically like Steve-O was like, I'm not doing it.
And then it's, again, they go into these dark places. The paper cuts?
Oh,
I can't handle that.
Yeah, that's true.
Nauseating.
Okay, that's just, yeah.
But that's, again, it's oddly impressive because it's like, who the fuck would do that?
Yeah.
Give themselves paper cuts. That's so... Oh God, that's very, it's very punk rock and it's a guttural, like, I can't handle this. And I was again, like, impressed that they went that far, because it's not putting themselves in that much danger, but it's so viscerally horrifying.
Yeah.
Oh God. Ugh.
Man, we talked a lot about Jackass.
We talked a lot about Jackass and I don't know. This new one, this is what I'm saying, is that there could be a very good version of this where, again, they know they're old. They know where they are in life,
mm-hmm.
and they use that to their advantage. I don't think that's as bad as it might sound. It could also be horrifying. But, like, a lot have happened to them. They've all sobered up. One of them is dead.
Yeah, Ryan Dunn.
And, like, they kind of deserve... Like, I would love to see a movie, a biopic about Jackass.
I'm sure that's going to happen one day.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot there, and it's very fascinating in terms of our pop culture and how they got to it
mm-hmm.
and what it was. Like, it's just Daredevils. It's just modern Daredevils that got big, got a lot of money, and then kind of had a lot of tragedy in their lives as well.
Yeah,
and they're
sure.
not. I also don't think they're all necessarily great people. I don't know who they like much about them.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
I don't know. It's interesting.
It is.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. If any of them are like awful people, then I apologize for talking about them for this long.
Yeah, I don't really know much about them, so.
Yeah. Speaking of Jackass, nope, that transition doesn't work.
Mm-mm, not at all.
They're making a Jerusalem's Lot series with Adrian Brody.
Yeah, and it's not based on Salem's Lot, the book. It's based on the short story Jerusalem's Lot that Stephen King wrote before he wrote the book.
Yeah, let me ask you something, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know the answer to this, but I'll ask it for the sake of the podcast. You saw season 2 of Castle Rock.
I did.
Which is also Jerusalem's Lot.
It does take place in Salem's Lot.
Yeah, well, they call it Jerusalem's Lot.
Yeah.
In Castle Rock. And it's so the idea is it was just a bunch of old people, old-timey people who made like a vampire pact with angel devil. I've never actually read it.
No, well, it's actual vampires in the novel.
Oh, okay. But this is about that stuff that we see in Castle Rock, right?
I think it's about the vampires.
Oh, okay.
The vampires do live in the Marston house, which is where the weird cult in season 2 of Castle Rock
right.
is. But I think that's just like a generally bad place, like the Overlook.
Okay. But this show is going to be, yeah, just
I assume
the vampires.
This one will be about vampires, yeah.
I thought it was going to be about their origin when it's old-timey and they start their kind of cult. I thought it was going to be all that.
I don't think so.
I hope it isn't, because that's the least interesting part. You know, mm-hmm. It's more interesting to do they've been resurrected or whatever. I liked season 2, by the way. I Castle Rock is, I'm going to say kind of dumb, but I'm really enjoying it. Because
yeah,
it's just sort of Stephen King fan fiction.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and I liked it a lot. Okay, this one definitely is. It takes place in 1850, and it is about the founding of New Jerusalem, which becomes Jerusalem's Lot. Well, I mean, there's vampires and Lovecraftian horror in it.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Adrian
Brody looks like he's from the 1800s, so
Adrian
that fits.
Brody looks like it's weird he hasn't been in a Stephen King movie yet.
Yeah, yeah.
He belongs in one.
He really does. And he needs something to do. I don't know what he's been up to, but...
He's been doing stuff.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good for
him. I'm happy for him, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'll watch this. Oh, wait, no, I won't, because it's for, like,
Epics.
A streaming service called Epics. Yeah.
For Epics, yeah.
I'll never see this.
I mean, unless they put the episodes up on, like, a normal streaming service, like
Amazon
where
or something.
I can, or
yeah.
iTunes, where I can buy it. Then I'll watch
Epics. You can only watch Epics on the backup cameras of Priuses or something.
Yeah, some dumbass crap like that.
Yeah.
You assholes.
Fucking.
You assholes at Epics.
Fuck you, Epics.
But yeah, it looks cool. Or sounds I think it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Lee Daniels is directing an adaptation of a Robert Kirkman, Mark Silvestri, comic Stealth. That's mm-hmm. that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
I read up on what Stealth is. Do you know what Stealth is?
Not really. I just know that, you know, obviously Robert Kirkman's the guy that created The Walking Dead.
Yeah. It's not out yet, the comic book. Mm-hmm. So they're really jumping the gun.
Oh, wow.
It's about like a Batman-type superhero
mm-hmm.
who's too old and has Alzheimer's. And it's his son is like trying to get him, or daughter, I don't know, his kid is trying to get him to pack it in.
I think that's a great idea for a show.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I heard that, because all of this, I was like, I don't know. And then I heard that premise and I was like, oh, that's fucking fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good idea.
Yeah. I don't really know anything beyond that, but that premise is fantastic. It's.
Yeah. Well,
old Batman. I mean, come on, man.
I enjoy that I do enjoy the occasional superhero deconstruction. I don't like it all the time.
Yeah, well,
but I like this idea.
When it has something good to say, this is
like this and like super.
For sure.
Yeah. The Boys is all right.
I still haven't seen The Boys. I hate the name The Boys.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
What are your feelings about an insane version of Superman that eats babies?
Sure.
Watch The Boys then.
Okay, yeah. Baby eating Superman? I mean, that checks out.
Baby eating Superman.
Yeah. How else is he getting the powers? Mm. You know, the younger the blood, that's just science. You eat babies. We don't do it because society tells us not to, because we put up little rules and walls, you know?
I think if memory serves, I believe that is the reason he does it, where it's just, it's kind of out of boredom.
Okay. And I bet they taste good.
I can't quite remember.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, because I don't think they've actually done that in the show yet. That's from the comic.
Okay. I'm excited for that.
Oh yeah.
Let me know when they get to the baby eating. I'll jump into that.
Well, the inciting incident of the show is the show's Flash proxy explodes a random woman because he runs into her at super speed.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yep. So it's talking about, I really like that exploration of where it's about it's that conversation in Mallrats about Superman's jizz.
Exactly, yeah.
But a whole movie or show. That's fantastic. I'll watch the shit out of that.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
All right. It's on the Amazons?
It's on Amazon.
All right. I'll watch that. I got to watch the new Mando, and I got to watch the new Rick and Morty. I watched the one with Bill Burr. I fucking called it, man.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, no. I called after that first episode. You've seen the one where they fight the AT-ST.
No, I'm like 3 episodes behind.
Really?
Yeah. It's because the last couple of weeks I haven't had time to watch anything except what I have to watch for work and for these podcasts. So,
I mean, this isn't a spoiler. I called it when I said that it's a procedural show because it totes is. Like, these episodes are becoming, like, interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like one adventure to the next. It's Briscoe County.
Yeah.
I'm very happy about that.
No, that's a great idea.
It's making me very happy. I'm enjoying the shit out of it. It's nice to watch a TV show that if you have to get up and grab something to eat, you don't necessarily feel the need to pause it. Like, you can sort of like, I'll listen to it and jump over here. You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's not trying to be smarter than us. It's not trying to weave an intricate plot or introduce a million characters.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
I'm delighted just by the straightforwardness of shows that aren't trying to do the whole mystery box bullshit.
Yeah, it's very quaint, and it's just like, here's one adventure, here's the next adventure, here's another adventure, and it's like, you know generally what's going to work out. It's not trying to throw twists at you.
Right. This show, and by the time this podcast goes up, this show will be out, so it's fine. The Mandalorian and The Witcher are both like that, where it's like, it's not like...
I'm excited for The Witcher.
Yeah, it's not like a Westworld or a Watchmen, where it's like you're watching because you want to figure out what the hell is going on. It's like, no, you're watching because you want to see what's going to happen.
Right, because if a TV show wants to be smarter than me, it has to be written by someone who can be smarter than me, which isn't saying much. I'm not a smart person, but it needs to be either clever or just accept that it can't do that. The other thing is the Westworld or the Watchmen, where it's just hiding stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It just withholds information from you that the characters you're watching have. They have this information. Yeah. You just don't have it, and you don't get to know what's going on.
Right, and it's like playing Monopoly with a child who keeps changing the rules. Like, it's like, no, you're only winning because you're changing, because you're just doing stuff in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
You asshole child. Yep. I'm going to kick the board over and I'm going to light it on fire.
Yep.
And make you watch. And we'll never buy it again. But yeah. Yeah.
So anyways.
I don't know.
Robert Kirkman still.
Mandalorian's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Final news story. The Tarantino Star Trek film probably won't happen.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
Yeah, I was about to say, least surprising news.
Yeah, of course it's like, not going to happen.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Tarantino.
Why would it?
Yeah. Tarantino saying he was going to make a Star Trek film is like a friend saying that he's going to learn the accordion. It's not impossible, but if I were a betting man, it sounds just like an impulsive thing that someone wants to do that they probably won't do.
Yeah, it's just, you know, not going to happen.
Yeah. Not, yeah. So, I don't know. He's putting a lot of pressure on this 10th film. I like the idea of him doing a ridiculously commercial project for his 10th film.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be funny.
That would be pretty great.
Yeah, or like a kid's film or something. Doing something wildly different. Because in the interview, he was saying, like, I kind of felt like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was my 10th film. And I kind of agree with him, that feels like a good ending film to his career, you know?
Yeah, it does.
So I think he's at a point where he's like, I'm not sure what else, but I'm sure he'll come up with something. You know. Yeah, he's doing good. He's doing all right. He's got a safety net.
Yeah, he'll be all right. I think Quentin's going to be fine.
Okay.
Folks, Quentin will be all right.
Good. So yeah, that's it for news.
All right. Well, Jesus fucking Christ, Dave, do you have a movie that deserves more hype?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, what luck.
I really do. I sincerely have one. And I got a good feeling about this one. It's right. Called After Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out Valentine's Day of next year. It has, out of 15 reviews, it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh.
Yeah, what immediately caught my attention about this, because the trailer, it looks low budget.
Mm-hmm.
And the trailer, what caught my attention is it's the producers, specifically Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead, a.k.a. the directors of Spring and The Endless, are producing this.
Mm.
Obviously, the movies they wrote and directed are the ones I love, and this isn't necessarily that, but this director was in Spring and I think is like closely connected to them. And so I kind of trust them.
Yeah.
He's also
sure.
done another movie that I forget what it was, but I want to check it out. This is about a guy who, it's like, it takes place over multiple timelines. I think it like skips around and it's about a guy who, whose life is falling apart basically. And he, his wife or girlfriend leaves him.
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend leaves him. And he's lived in this, like, it's like a girlfriend after 10 years. And she leaves him. And she leaves him behind, like, a note, a cryptic note, and a cat that he gave her for his birthday.
Perfect.
And he just kind of falls into this depression and heartbreak. And then suddenly, every night, I think around midnight, I assume after midnight. You know what? I think it happens after midnight.
It might, yeah.
A monster is scratching at his door. And so he becomes obsessed with this idea and settles in front of his door with a 12-gauge shotgun, hoping to catch the creature. So that's the premise. It's a guy that's convinced a monster is coming to his door every night with waiting with a shotgun. And apparently, like Spring, did you see Spring, Tom?
Not yet, no.
Oh, okay.
I did see The Spring, Endless.
Okay. Spring is, without spoiling it, it's a monster movie that's more of a romance movie than a monster movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're saying about this, is that this is technically a monster movie and actually has some scary shit in it. But if you're looking for a horror movie, that's not what it is. It's mostly about the romance side in this guy's relationship. Spring is very much that as well, where it's all kind of a metaphor, but also like horribly grotesque and unique. And this just, I'm getting the hardcore those vibes. It's not obviously the same directors, but it's, I feel like it's worth people checking out, especially if you've seen Spring or The Endless. There's this whole like pocket right now of indie filmmaking of these guys. Cause you watch the films and like, they're clearly shooting it on like digital and they don't have the best equipment. But they're very creative and they have a good eye and, you know, like they have a good imagination. So they're accomplishing a lot. So this gives me that vibe.
Word. Yeah. No, so, it looks, I'm interested in this movie and I like the two filmmakers who are producing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on board.
Okay. I've convinced you. After Midnight, guys, check out the trailer.
Yep, we're going to let it all hang out.
And like I said, it's getting great reviews, and that's the clincher for me. Everybody who's seen it seems to like it. So
yeah.
Yeah, check that shit out. And people are saying the acting's really good in it, which is so fucking yeah. Check that shit out. That's my movie that deserves my time.
Do it.
Also, I've been playing a game since I'm here in Massachusetts that I kind of want to push to people. I don't know if people have checked it out. It's called Skyrim. Been playing this game Skyrim.
Oh yeah, that brand new game Skyrim, that indie game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. You know, it's really good.
I'd heard that. Yeah, like I'd heard things about it.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Been playing on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, check out Skyrim.
Yeah, definitely haven't spent 100 hours in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I definitely don't already have it on my Switch, but now that you mentioned that it's on Switch, I'll get it on Switch.
Yeah, I've never played it before, but...
Because I didn't already have it. I definitely didn't already have it on Switch.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot going on in that game.
Yeah, I definitely don't own 4 different copies of this game.
Sure. Okay, yeah.
I certainly don't.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I'm going to own at least one now.
Mm-hmm. Why do I need, are they tunics? I've been collecting a lot of like cloth, rolled up cloth. Do I need the cloth?
Not really. I mean, you can sell it.
Okay. Certain
materials you use for the crafting and shit, like for the alchemy.
I was in like a big dumb crypt and there were like zombies and I got a claw, a golden claw, and I had to solve a riddle. Mm-hmm. And they just kept throwing these cloths at me, and I was like, "Are these important? I better take all of these."
I think you can just sell those. I don't remember if you actually need them for anything. Like most of the stuff.
Plates.
Oh yeah, I steal everything in that game.
Yeah, you gotta steal it all.
Every
just plates.
Thing.
You go into people's houses when they're not looking. You take their silverware and plates.
Yeah, I steal
their books.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
I pay. I hire people to train me to up my skills, and then I pick their pockets and steal my money back.
Yep, I
steal everything.
Steal everything.
Steal
absolutely.
It all.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm low level, so if they catch me, they call guards and then
kill me. You save your game right before you attempt it, so then you can just reload it if you get caught.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I really like that. There's a quick save. Uh-huh. It takes a second to get used to because that's an old. You know, because if you forget to, and then you die, and suddenly you lose hours.
It only auto-saves the last location you entered.
Right.
So.
Oh, okay. That's not terrible.
It's not terrible, since you're typically walking in and out of buildings and shit like that, but...
Yeah, if you're just doing chores, that's
fine. It can
fine.
Set you back a bit if you're wandering through a crypt or something.
Okay. I'm a cat person. I was going to be a lizard man for obvious reasons, and then I was like, fuck it, I'll be a weird, sexy cat.
Don't worry, I'm a lizard man.
Okay. Yeah. To honor the movie Cats, I decided to be a cat person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have named your cat Rum Tum Tugger.
Oh, you're right.
Mr. McCavity.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Mistopheles, rather.
Yeah. All of these. These are all good ideas.
Aren't you guys
glad?
God,
I can't wait to see Cats.
Oh, we're going to fucking see Cats so hard.
Oh, my God.
We're going to feast our eyes on those weird, sexy cat people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be so weird.
Yeah, it's gonna be real weird. This movie, I think I was saying to you, I think it's like the next Pluto Nash or Super Mario Brothers, right? Like it's probably gonna be a colossal bomb,
mm-hmm.
and it's gonna be one of those films that you look back on and go like, why the fuck did this ever happen?
Right?
What
yeah,
were they thinking?
Yeah. What? Who the hell saw this?
Yeah.
And was like, at long last.
Yes.
Our prayers
and
are
it was
answered.
Us. We were the ones.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Cats.
Mm. Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Cats! So,
everybody check out Cats this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it a success. Let's get a sequel. Right?
Cats 2. More Cats.
More Cats. Writes itself. It's great,
mm-hmm.
guys.
Even yeah. more cats. That's Cats 3.
Even more
3.
Cats.
All right, that's a sode. We've
okay.
done it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening, you guys.
Let me tell you guys about our Patreon.
Mm.
It's patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. Along with exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman and Fox Mulder is a Maniac, we have a new tier, which is to be a producer on Hypecast, where we give you a shout-out. As you probably already figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you get some merch with that. So check that out.
Yeah, please do that. Also, we have a store, tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed, where you can check out aforementioned merchandise, t-shirts, stickers, mugs, posters, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? What do you want? Tell me.
Tell us. Yeah.
What do you want?
Write it down. Write down what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Put our names on it and crumple it up and throw it into the sky.
And we'll catch it. We'll catch it when yeah. it falls.
We will. We'll be mm-hmm. there.
Otherwise. All right. I think that's a sode.
Okay.
Let's
everybody
be done.
See Cats.
See All cats.
Right. All right.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye. Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. You can follow him on Twitter at thecorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.